Adventures in Research. A common question to every lover of parlor games is animal, vegetable, or mineral. To us, the distinction seems simple, yet to one man, a lonely Hindu, the dividing line that separates these groups was very fine. To him, the parallel between man and plant was too close to go unnoticed. And this is his story, the story of Jagadish Bose, the hunter of hearts. This is Paul Shannon bringing you another transcribed story of science by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. And today it is the story of Jagadish Bose, a Hindu scientist who devoted his life to the study of the life processes in plants and to proving their kinship to man. It is 19th century England, and into a gaily lighted music room eases a perspiring, red-faced Britisher. Once into his seat near the back of the room.
Psst! Reggie!
Shh!
Psst! Reggie! I say, Reggie!
What in the... Oh, I say, Clovis, what in heaven's name has happened to you? Your face is the color of Auntie's geranium.
Strangest thing ever. Ever so taken back in all my life. I had just left my room to come down to the musicale when I discovered I had stupidly forgotten to order my boutonniere.
Stupid of you? You can't come down with your lapel in the nude, you know.
Well, of course, I couldn't possibly appear without it. So then I thought of a pip of an idea. And at least at the time it was a pip. I sneaked up to the Hindu's room and...
Not Jagadish Bose.
Yes, yes, the Hindu. Now, let me get on to the story. Well, you know what a rum chap he is in class. And he always has those flowers growing in his window box. So I thought to myself, Clovis, old chappy, why not?
You didn't. Took one of his flowers?
Exactly. Proceeded to pluck myself a boutonniere when all of a sudden the Hindu came sneaking up behind me.
How indecent of him.
Yes, you know. Didn't even know he was around. Scared me out of my wits. And he threw a fit.
Bose is an odd one.
Such a fury. For a moment, Reggie, I honestly feared for my life. Do you know what he had the gall to say? He was raising those plants for a purpose.
Reggie and I snickered at that. I don't blame you.
He said he wanted to find the heart of the flower. That the thing had a heart, just like I had. Imagine!
Well, I hope he apologized and let you have the boutonniere.
He did not. Such a bumbler. A good thing he's leaving school next week.
I say, what an odd one he is. Gives me a bit of the jitters.
Nothing but a Hindu mystic. Expect him to start charming snakes and all that, you know?
You say he's leaving school?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I think he's graduating. Anyway, he's leaving with his flowers and his plants and good riddance, I say. Goodness, not to give a fellow a turn when he can't even borrow a boutonniere.
Oh, now, be calm, Clovis. Enjoy yourself. Jagadish Bose won't be bothering you again.
And within the week, a lonely Hindu sailed from England back to his native land to search. To search for the heart of a plant. Among all India's 300 million men, only Jagadish Bose was interested in this strange, mad mission. A few, of course, showed curiosity like his houseboy.
Does Master wish that I sweep the floor under the feet?
Never mind, Kotka. Come over here. Here to the bench. I have the magnifying glass just right. Now, look into the lens. Can you see it?
I see the pretty posy, Master.
Don't you see the pulse of the stem? Oh, Kotka, Kotka. How can I make you realize that this flower, this growing plant, has a heart that beats just as yours does?
As you wish, Master. Does Master wish that I sweep the floor under the feet?
Yes, sweep, Kotka. I must make you see, so that you may share this wonderland. Perhaps I need a finer, a more pleasant instrument. I must write up an order to England.
I sweep, master.
But, Reggie, it's the same chap. I never miss a spot of news in the Times. It's the same chap. There can only be one named Jagadish Bose. Now, what was it? Oh, dash it. I just so want to remember what it said. Some sort of an instrument. Some sort of an instrument that...
Oh, I must get out to Auntie's. You know how she was, old chap.
Waiter, check. What was I saying? Oh, yes, Bose. A sort of instrument that records the growth of a plant. Now, honestly, Reggie. I mean, honestly.
Now, Kotgar, bring in that snail. Put it down, right here. Ah, that's splendid.
I catch nice bat one.
Fine, Kotgar. Now, I'll make another check on the crescograph. Now, Kotgar, watch me. I have attached the growth recording machine to this snail. Look at the register. See, I have magnified it to the point that this slowest of creatures is shooting forward at 200 million feet an hour. If I can record the growth of a snail, do you not think it possible I can record the growth of a plant?
Does Master wish the pretty posy?
Yes, that's the one, the cyclamen. No, Kotgar, no. Yes, yes, that's the one there. A most sensitive plant, Kotka. Put it right here, if you please. Now we shall test the crescograph once more. The needle right here. Now, watch the screen.
Shadow, it moves, Master.
Yes, yes. Now for the figures. The sap pressure moves at 100 million feet an hour when magnified by my crescograph. Divide that by 1.5. The rate of sap pulsation in this cyclamen is 100,000th of an inch per second.
The shadow moves, Master.
That is the plant growing, Kotka. The plant throbs and pulses exactly as the human heart. The heart of the plant.
The world was astonished but skeptical about the discovery of the quiet Hindu, the heart hunter, Jagadish Bose. He had proved a kinship between man and plant. He had opened an entire new field of research. But Jagadish Bose was not content. He sought another method to measure the pulse beat more accurately. For months he worked to perfect a new machine.
Kotka, I am at my wit's end. I must push this electrical probe against the stem at just the right pressure if I'm to get a record of the growth. But how can I if I cannot find the proper kind of rod?
Master worked too hard.
Everything I try, Kotka, proves useless. Without the correct rod, I cannot possibly discover the individual heartbeat.
Master need rest. Maybe he go for a walk. Forget thinking. Kotka clean house for return.
Maybe I will. I'll take a stroll through the zoo. It's been years since I've been to one. All right, Kotka. And if anyone should want me, I'll be at the zoo. Now, what can this strange-looking animal be? Hedgehog. In America, known as the porcupine. Certainly a strange animal. And what odd quills. Perhaps they might be exact size, exact texture. Yes, perhaps.
So, Reggie, the article went on to say that our old friend Bose has perfected some other machine to record the growth of plants. Here, I clipped it out of the Times.
I say, Clovis, what difference does it make what the Hindu does?
That's my point, dash it. An improved, more sensitive growth recording machine. Oh, what cheek. Tests prove that an accurate record of plant pulse beat can now be made. Imagine giving good space to such poppycock.
I say, look at the other side of the clipping.
The story on the garden party at Wimbledon. Auntie was there, and I wonder if her name is...
Meanwhile, near Calcutta, the Bose Institute had been founded. A whole staff surrounded the newly revered Hindu scientist. A charming garden surrounded a spacious lecture theater and laboratory. A workshop turned out every tiny bolt and screw that went into the delicate mechanisms that measured the growth of plants. Almost overnight, the once lonely Hindu found himself in possession of a considerable fortune. He endowed his institute with £100,000, and his work went on. Discovery followed discovery, each pointing out the resemblance of plant to man.
A plant can easily be poisoned. Its death struggle greatly resembles that of a living creature struggling for life. A solution of the poison of a cobra will greatly quicken the pulse beat of a plant, much as it acts as a stimulant to increase the pulse of man. Like a man, the plant reacts to an electrical shock. As a matter of fact, the plant's perception is keener than man's. I have found plants which are 8 times more sensitive than the most sensitive human tongue.
But it can't be, Clovis.
I didn't mean to startle you. Look out, you almost spilled your tea there.
Right.
But that's what I heard. Jagadish Bose is to be knighted today. Imagine, what is the Empire coming to?
Our own classmate, Clovis, knighted for scientific work. Sir Jagadish Bose. And I went to school with him. I can't wait to tell Auntie. Won't she be thrilled?
Well, Reggie, it could have been us, you know. If we would have cared to dabble around with the plants and things, you know. If we'd have known meddling with those flowers gets someone knighted. Oh, well, I don't know what the Empire's coming to. Give me another spot of tea, will you, Reggie?
Yes, of course.
Jagadish Bose continued his experiments, and always he labored to further establish the kinship of all the world, living and non-living.
Hitherto, we have regarded trees and plants as not akin to us, because they are voiceless in the world. Our hearing ranges through no fewer than 11 octaves, but our sight through only 1 octave of light. Yet the plants actually respond to ultraviolet and even those ether waves which bring to us wireless concerts. Yes, there is an affinity among all living things.
But what was the practical result of Sir Jagadish Bose's work in his fairyland of flowers? True, he was the first East Indian scientist to be knighted by his king. But were those discoveries merely interesting, curious, but of no lasting value? Well, let us turn again to England in the early days of this century.
Sorry I wasn't around, Clovis. You can imagine the shock it gave me when Auntie wrote me you were ill.
Ill, my dear Reggie? Deathly. I could feel the death rattle.
But I say, you're looking fit again.
Thank you. But it was a rough time of it, Reggie.
Oh.
The doctor saw little hope for me. But then they happened upon this new medicine. And guess what? It came from some plant. Extract of a plant, you know.
My word.
And you haven't heard it all yet. The medicinal value of the plant was discovered by Jagadish Bose.
Not the Hindu? Well, how and ever did that happen?
Dashed if I know. Drink up, Reggie. Your auntie is expecting us at 4.
Yes.
And I must stop for a boutonniere.
And that's today's story by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. Join us again next week for another transcribed story by Dr. Thomas on Adventures in Research.